Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 24th of January. I am joined in the studio today by currently my guest, Tim Hughes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our co-host is winging her way here as we speak. I'm sure she'll be here in any minute. It's a trouble when you have roadworks and they close certain roads and move things and stuff just to delay you. But Gemma will be here in a little bit, so we shall be having joined by her. But we've got a great show lined up today. We've got lots to talk about. Tim and I have all been talking off air, so hopefully we haven't forgotten.
No, we'll be
repeat
fine.
It all. We've got plenty more to speak about, but we've got lots. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've had quite a lot of tweets this morning, which is great. So do keep those tweets coming in. Tweet us at Bunker Extra with an X, hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. Let us know how your week's been and how, you know, we're coming up fastly to the end of the first month of the first
already,
of the year.
Yes.
So a lot of people just go, oh, January goes so slowly, but it actually goes really fast, doesn't it?
It's like January's here, then it'll be February. Don't forget we've got an extra day in February as well.
Yay, an extra day this year. We should all really make the most of that. You mean extra day this year?
Well, one of my friends is 12 this year.
Yeah.
He's not, obviously, but
no, I do think that's funny. Everyone's got their birthdays on the February the 29th,
yeah,
so they only
right.
get one birthday every 4 years. It's a bit of a nightmare, really, isn't it? But yeah, so we've got lots going on. We've had tweets going on. But I do want to start off by giving a huge, massive shout out to Street Soccer, the wonderful Keith Mabbott at Street Soccer and his team tonight are doing the great sleep out.
They are
at
indeed
Maidstone Football Ground, and I want to give a shout out to everybody who's taking part in that tonight. I know a few of them. The amazing Paul Andrews is going to be there this evening, sleeping out. I left him this morning getting his Bovril ready, his sleeping bag and his sleeping mat and lots and lots and
his
lots,
long
and, lots
johns,
of layers, and lots and lots of layers of
t-shirt.
Clothes. Exactly. I said to him, like, jogging bottoms and socks. And Paul, make that 5 pairs of socks. Just make sure you've got enough socks. Put socks on your hands if you haven't got any gloves. Luckily for them tonight, it's not going sub-zero temperatures.
No, it's not too bad tonight, actually.
But 4 degrees, I'm sure, is still going to be pretty damn cold when you're out there.
It's that dusk time, the last bit, and then dawn.
Dawn is the coldest.
That's the coldest.
Yeah.
You're out of energy.
Yep.
Save some boiled sweets for about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Good
Get
advice.
Some sugar in your body.
Yep.
Let that sun come up and you'll have some energy in your body.
Okay, so that's your advice, guys. So I know Paul's taking part. We've also got the wonderful Andrea Barker, the confidence coach, is going to be there. And also I've seen that Carl and Joe from JK Online, they've been amazing over the last couple of weeks. They've been doing lots of antics to raise money. So they've been walking on Lego and dyeing their hair blue and doing all sorts of wonderful things. But they've been raising quite a lot of money, which is the main thing. So tonight, what Street Soccer are doing, what Keith and the team and everybody that's taking part are doing, is obviously to raise awareness about what they do. It's about raising awareness of homelessness,
mm-hmm.
And people that sleep on the streets. And what Street Soccer do is to help the youth that you know, that are homeless and getting them active and getting them.
Yeah, it's a massive part of the sector. I used to help people who are unemployed or just come out on probation, getting back into work, and providing them with some skill sets to do that as well. Quite a challenging crowd,
I can imagine. Yeah,
but the rewards you get from that are massive.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the important thing, and the reward they get as well is massive as well.
It's
well worth the investment.
Yeah, fantastic. So we do we do give a big shout out to them tonight and all of those that are braving the cold. I know the purpose of it is not something that I'd ever be able to do. I can't do cold. If it was, you know, in the summer, I'd be like, yeah, it's no problem, I can do the heat, but cold not. But I think you're all amazing, so well done. I do believe that they've got an ex-pro footballer joining them tonight, and also ITV News are covering it.
Oh, brilliant. That's really
so
good as well.
There will be an interview at about 6 o'clock, I think, on ITV. So look out for that. Keith and I think Paul are going to be doing the interview. So that's great that they've got so much coverage.
Definitely.
You say it's all about raising awareness. And
it's at Maidstone.
It's at Maidstone Football Ground.
Yeah, Maidstone. Great club to support.
Is it?
If you're
into football.
When you're a West Ham supporter, any team's a great team to support.
Is it not time time to change the team to the Sporting. I don't get that. I don't get that with football. Paul's a huge Chelsea fan, as everybody knows, and I just don't get when they're playing badly. I'm just like, well, just change your team then. And apparently it's not that easy.
Well, it says it on my birth certificate.
Oh, really?
It says West Ham North East, so I'm kind of stuck.
You're stuck with it. You have no choice. Once it's on your birth certificate, you have to support that team.
That's the theory.
Apparently so. But yeah, so good shout out to all of you guys. Let's have a look at a few of these tweets while we're waiting for Gemma to come. We've got loads of shout outs. We have had one from the wonderful Peter Allen, who's just up the path from us here at the Kent Space. Just 1 week. Thanks for the reminder. 1 week to get your tax return submitted. Okay, hands up who hasn't done it yet.
My hands are not up.
Just me. I haven't done it yet. I know, I'm terrible. I only realised a couple of weeks ago that I had to do it. You know, when you're going along and you keep hearing it and you go, that doesn't involve me. And then you're like, oh, no, of course it does.
And the 31st comes and it can be painful after that otherwise as well. So
mine should be quite simple, so it's fine. I'm hoping I may start that today. But there is only 1 week to get them submitted. If you haven't got them done, Peter Allen, Bearford's accountants can help, but be quick. He accidentally tweeted this to Tazzy64 earlier. I'm a Twitter lemon. Well done, Pete. But at least you've done it. So if you need help and you're not there yet, I might have to stop off and see Pete on the way out. We've also had a tweet from the wonderful guys at 6-2. So that is Aaron and the team and Megan is along on the Twitter. We've had a busy week here. Can we please have a shout out for our next Kent Digital Meetup, Ashford? Come along to Ashford Picture House on Wednesday, the 19th of February, to hear two great talks and network. Go to Meetup or Eventbrite to register. So the Kent Digital Meetups are great. So that's Ashford.
Yep.
And they also run one now in Maidstone. Once a month, isn't it? Is it once a month?
You say that's at the Picture House in
this
Ashford.
This is the Picture House in Ashford, yep. This one. And it's Kent Digital Meetup. So you tend to get a lot of digital related businesses there, but it's not just for the digital world. So it's for a mixture of people from any type of business. Don't worry, Gemma, everybody knows you're late, so it's fine. Karen, Gemma's here. Yay!
Hello, Gemma.
Roadworks are a nightmare, aren't they? I think it might be because they're supposed to be taking out Operation Brock. So maybe that's why they closed it.
That's what they do. At last, they're going to get rid of the barriers and we can go into the promised land of four lanes.
Yay. But then aren't they supposed to be removing the smart motorway as well?
Yeah. I heard. I can't say it's completely true. They're not going to build them anymore.
No, so. Apparently.
They just put that in.
And it's not supposed to be completed till this year. But then they've decided now they're too dangerous because too many people have been killed because there's no harsh shoulders. So if you break down, there's nowhere to go. So they've gone, no, we're not going to have
that
anymore.
That was silly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a silly motorway.
So all the millions that they paid to put them in and now they're going to take them out. So I think obviously then the chaos is going to continue because they're going to have to keep all the roadworks in to take it out.
Mm. Anyway, good morning, everyone.
Morning, Gemma, and welcome. Hooray.
Morning. So if you're travelling down the, what road is that? M20.
M20.
Junction 10 is closed and you have to go off at Junction 10A. So you might need a sat-nav if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going. No, you made it in the end. That's the most important thing. And we've just been talking about, they've got loads of tweets this morning, and we've just been talking about the street soccer sleep out, which is tonight.
Yes.
So we'll be giving them a big shout out and just making sure everybody watches the news about 6 o'clock because Paul and Keith are going to be speaking to ITV News about it. They're going to be there, which is great. We've had a tweet from 6-2, which is talking about the Kent Digital Meetup. We've also had one from Fruitworks saying, hi, Amanda, Gemma. Shout out, please. Our new event space and coffee shop is due to open in February. Ideal for classes, afternoon tea parties, training courses, networking and performances. So, yeah, they've had a little bit of a refurb down there at Fruitworks and they've got a great event space and coffee shop opening up.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while. I need to go and have a nose.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while.
Looking amazing, apparently. So that is going to be fantastic. And there is one from Diamond Circle Weddings. They've had an awesome week. Looking forward to the wedding experience show, which is at the Kent County Showground at Detlin this weekend. And thank you for the horsey gift there. And no horses inside. I am recovering, guys. I'm still hobbling around on my crutches, but I'm getting there slowly but surely. Thank you.
Traces? Did you do Traces?
I haven't done Traces.
Oh, no. I'll do that one then.
Yeah.
So it says, morning, Amanda and all. I'm volunteering this morning, helping to establish a literacy club in Sheerness. We're running it at DWP today. This week, I've been working on my new plucky project, values cards. Have a great show and I'll catch up over the next few days. And we know that Tracy always catches up, doesn't she?
She does. She always tweets when she's catching up. So it's quite good to have a conversation like a couple of days after the show, which is great.
And Chips and Dinks as
Chips
well.
Dinks as well.
Yeah, they said, we've been busy getting the final touches completed on our garage workshop. Ooh.
Now, whereabouts is that?
No, they're having a new workshop put in there. You probably did mention it. Nearly there now, so that's great. Have a great show, everyone, and happy Friday.
Yeah, I don't know where are they guys? They're in Medway. You guys in Medway?
Chips and
I think they are in Medway.
Bev, tell us where you are. I can never remember where you're based. I think you're Medway.
Yeah, I think they are in Medway. I just know because they come to you.
Yes, they always come to you, so we never know exactly where they're based.
Yeah, there's always the assumption you know where I'm talking from or you know where I'm working.
You know where I am. And we do have a shout out from the Biz Diaries. Yes, please give us a shout out. Exciting news, don't you know? I do know, actually. Our podcast has been recorded and we're available soon. Ooh. So this is exciting news. The Business Diaries. Have you heard of the Business Diaries?
No, I haven't actually.
You need to know about this and you need to speak to Lisa about this, because what they do is they run as little an event called the Business Diaries, and they have five business owners who share a story, not necessarily business related, but can be around how they ended up doing the business they do. There's always a theme for the story, and it's a great evening and basically just a casual, relaxing, getting to know people. Informally networking, because you do invariably network from it.
We love it, don't we?
We do.
We love
it. We do. We love that. And the first ever one was in actually 2017.
Oh, stop it.
March 2017. I know that for two reasons. It's one, because it was my birthday, and two, because I had tonsillitis. And I was the first ever speaker at the first ever Business Diaries. And the theme was working away. Gemma was also one of the other speakers there on that very first evening. It seems like it was nearly three years ago. It's crazy, isn't it? So what they are doing now is they're creating podcasts from the evening. So they're going to have all of the speakers that have ever been involved in them recording a podcast.
Nice.
And yesterday we was here in the studio recording the first one, and I was reliving my story of working away. When I lived in Greece and worked over there.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because they have five speakers. So the first one, they had six, and they realised we talked too much. So there's just no way.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't work.
There's no way. And they have five speakers. And it's really interesting how with one theme, you'll get five completely different stories, different emotions. I mean, sometimes you're on the edge of your seat. Sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's just laughter.
It's massively interesting,
especially when you can, we've all got our own slant on things, our own experiences. I mean, working away, I was in the military, I understand working away from that point of view. But if say your spouse spoke to you about your husband or wife working away from their point of view, for the same story, you're going to get a completely different slant on it.
And that's the fun about it. It's about story and storytelling. And you tend to get people that resonate with stories. And as Gemma said, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry.
There's no selling.
No.
It doesn't even have to really be business related.
No.
Oh, good.
No, yeah. Very, very often there's like the underlining, and that is why I do what I do now. Very often it comes through, but that's not the purpose of it. It's just getting to know the person behind the face, really, isn't it? And so the podcasts are going to be amazing.
As I say, it's always about people and what's behind what inverted commas selling or what you're providing a service, but it's the people and the stories that capture you and draw you in.
Exactly.
And you say, I don't mind spending time with that person.
Yeah.
You know, and it just so happens they're going to provide me with this product or service as well. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the beauty of it completely. And what's going to be really nice about the podcast is obviously on the evening you get 15 minutes to talk, whereas obviously the podcast is going to be a little bit longer. So I think we did about 43 minutes yesterday. They wanted to make it half an hour. Obviously, I just
43 minutes.
Yeah, I talked too long.
You'll find
I've
out.
Got a lot to say.
43 minutes doesn't go. It goes so quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was very quick.
Someone says it was approximately 43 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah,
that's pretty much accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, it was really good. So look out for that. They've got the recording, and they're just going to upload it to the podcasting platform, and they're going to be there. So that's going to be great. I'm really excited about these because you get to rehear people's stories and more in-depth information about the stories, which is great. And quite funnily enough, it links quite well into, I thought we could have a really good conversation this morning about networking, because it's beginning of the year. nearly the end of the first month of the year, and there's lots of networking and events going on coming up and everything. And I was talking to Tim off air, and Tim's a newbie to the networking world. Yeah, to the networking. I know, that's what I was going to, let me add that bit. To the networking world. And obviously I explained that Gemma is...
a networking queen.
On withdrawal from networking because she's used to be a serial networker and stepped away. But basically, obviously, we're...
But now she's trying to lose weight because the networking made me put on weight.
She always, yeah. Wherever she goes, she used to
especially
eat.
Especially waffles.
It's got to be food. Well, that's where we met, isn't it, Tim?
We did.
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, waffle. Where there's food, Gemma will be there. And of course, the networkers networking event... Yeah, and the wine. The networkers networking event is relaunched this year, where we run three events over the year, full-day events all about networking. So we're going to tell you a bit more about that in a little bit. But we're just talking about networking, and there's so many different groups out there. And in fact, somebody messaged me yesterday and said, oh, can you point me in the right direction of where to go for networking? I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where to start. Where do I start? And I guess you'll agree with this, Gemma. It also depends on you as a person, because what works for some person doesn't necessarily work
absolutely.
For the other.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've been there. You've been done.
Yeah, all. I mean, I've done them all.
You've done
I'm
them
all.
Literally.
All. Unless it might be one or two I haven't done if they're new, but I've certainly networked loads of places in Kent and even beyond.
Mm.
And I think, you know, it's different in terms of what you're seeking. So you might be seeking a particular client or a particular type of support. And by support, I don't mean like a service, but you know, I think in business you meet friends. I mean, Amanda, that's how we met, isn't it?
We did meet when we
had no idea.
No, God. That women in business evening. Yeah. It was like, oh, hello.
That was the start of it.
Yeah, that was the start of it. How many years?
5 years later.
Yeah. So it depends on what you're looking for. And for me, you've got to realise that some groups might bring you a revenue and others you might go just to kind of learn from others and to hear really good speakers. For me, that was why I started networking. Yeah. I really didn't understand that I could get clients from it. Initially, it was like, what? You get someone talking about branding for 10 minutes for free
or
for £10, you know, or an hour or whatever. That's really, really good and valuable. But then as you develop, you then think, well, actually, that one doesn't suit me. That's a bit more serious. That one's a bit more commitment. That's a bit too much fun. It might be a bit too much banter. Mm. Yeah. Never really, but it depends on your personality.
Not the right type.
I really don't like mornings.
Yeah,
it was a struggle to get here for 11 o'clock. Yeah. Or I don't like late evenings. That doesn't suit my current situation. That might be. I'm not saying that's my particular view, but that might be what it is for varying different people. Or you might just think, actually, that's really a nice group, but it's just not for me in terms of it's never going to have my clientele. I don't think I'm going to learn a lot from those businesses in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, one thing I was saying to Tim before is a lot of people, and that's why I set up the Networkers Networking event, is because so many people have the wrong mindset and the wrong attitude to networking. They just think they can go out there with their business cards and pick up clients at every meeting.
And it's going to happen.
Like, and it doesn't. And it's a long-term commitment, isn't it, Gemma? Because
you do
get clients eventually.
I'm still getting clients from networking 4 years later.
Exactly.
Still,
but it's not an instant.
It's not instant.
It's not from you going out there, meeting them, telling them who you are, what you do, what you can do for them, and giving them your card, because it doesn't work that way. It's about the relationships that you build. I mean, to be fair, I don't bother networking anymore because Gemma does it for me. If Gemma's out networking,
by proxy,
Gemma is doing my behalf for me.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is networking is so powerful, so powerful. And I think, I can't remember where the phrase came from, but basically they say that every one person you know knows at least 250 other people.
Oh, absolutely, especially in areas like Kent and Ashford and Maidstone.
Exactly.
I mean, I've lived in the area for probably 15 years, 16 years. I'm not from the area. And the only way you're going to get yourself known is to get out there. Mm. But what I have found out about the area is that you're two people away from someone who knows someone that you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Sometimes bad. But that is a fact in these areas. And like myself, where I've travelled around a lot, that it's been completely different. So I know many people in a wide geographical area, but lack of depth in those relationships, if that makes sense, because you're not staying in an area.
Yeah.
But I mean, in speaking about lack of depth, another thing which I remember, I came away from a group for about a year just because it wasn't suiting me time-wise. And then about a year later, I said to the person running the group, oh, I'm going to come back now. And I went back the first networking meeting, and everyone was like, "Oh, hi, Gemma, how are you?" And he was like, "How did you do that? You haven't been here for a year.
You remember me?"
Yeah, but yeah. It's because you keep those relationships going. Mm. You don't say that out loud. You don't necessarily have to keep going to the group to keep those relationships going.
Yeah, exactly.
So you go out, you can have your coffees, your one-to-ones. Yeah. It might be by email for your list. It might be through your social media.
Social media is another powerful thing.
But keeping that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, keeping those connections that you've created.
Yeah.
It's funny today because I went to the Bob networking. I put...
That's business over breakfast for those that...
I was just about to do that.
Business over breakfast, brackets, Bob. just out of town, just up at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
And it's only the second time I've been, but I get a reasonable vibe from it. And because I'm used to meeting people, I'm not bad at gauging how things are going. So that's really good. But the funny thing was, the thing I was going to mention, I asked if anyone has their particular seat. You know, they want to sit in someone's seat. Some do, some don't. So I sat in a different chair from the last time. Started chatting to a guy who does car leasing. And he was probably 2 years older than me. That makes him 27.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, yep. there will be photographs that go out after the show.
Literally... lived around the corner from me from where we grew up. And that was one of the funny things about networking and meeting people is that those connections you have, in a way, can come full circle as well without realising
I did that with Emma Cinnamon Social. I've seen Cinnamon Social on Twitter. So I met her in a coffee shop only, and I recognised her from her social media. So I said, "Oh, you must be Emma." And she says, "Yeah, you're Gemma, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." And we all started talking. I said, "Oh, where do you live?" She lives literally the next street from me. Mm. It's a really small village. It's quite a small village. Yeah. Everybody knows everybody. I was like, "So how long have you lived there?" She's like, 10 years. I'm like, "Well, I've lived there 10 years.
Yeah.
What? It's crazy, isn't it? So,
Yeah, it's quite funny. And, you know, and from there, again, you can meet the person. Yes, his role was trying to eventually drum up business for his car leasing company, but the initial contact and chat we had, we didn't even talk about that. It was about, so whereabouts in Ilford and whereabouts was that? And do you know that?
Are you in East London or are you Ilford, Essex?
Well, it's a funny East one London? Because where I used to live in Ilford Lane is the demarcation line between London and Essex. Mm. So if you go left, you're in London. If you go right, you're in Essex.
Yeah.
But what used to happen was that something bad happened. It was Ilford, East London. If something good happened, it was Essex. Ilford, Essex. As a kid, I used to go, I don't really understand this.
I'm very confused. Where do I live?
It's a bit like the argument of Man of Ken and Kentish Man. Have you heard that?
Mm.
That's Paul. He'll explain that.
Oh, yeah.
There are so whether you're a Man of Kent or Kentish Man, it depends on the border of where.
Oh, right. Okay.
Apparently it's a different thing. They get quite offended. Be.
Yeah, I'm sure they will do.
But, I mean, that's the other thing with the conversation you're having. See, I thought it was just us women that talked about, you know, just children and food and everything when we were at networking, but men just talk about where they were born, where they lived.
Do we? Oh, see, that's terrible,
men are worse gossips than us women,
I swear. We just keep it under the radar a little bit. Yeah, that's all we do.
They want to make out that they're professionally talking about business, but actually...
We know you're not.
And... but that's the other thing about networking, isn't it? There's so many different varieties. Basically, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, if you're with a group of people, you're networking in one way, form, or another. If it's with friends, family, whatever, because all the time you're passionate and talking about what you do and, you know, who you are type of thing, you never know who's going to speak to somebody who needs somebody who does your service. But there's, different levels of networking groups. So you get those groups which are committed, sign up, you have to pay a certain amount of money to be a member of those group. I almost forgot it was called what BNI was called. I was about to call it IMB. but BNI is one of those, and a lot of people have different views about BNI. A lot of people are like, it works for them and it's amazing. They work very much in a referral system, and a lot of people are like, oh, I can't stand BNI, it's not for me. But that just, you know, it's not fit for everybody, but it works for the people that it works for.
Yeah.
Bob is another one.
4N.
4N is another one.
Athena.
We've got the expert.
She knows.
Business Lounge.
The Business Lounge is quite a new one, isn't it?
It's new, but it's actually doing quite well.
Yes, no, I've seen that.
Anita McLaurin, I think her name is.
Yes.
And I think she started in Medway and it's kind of branched out. And that is a membership organisation. I actually haven't been. Can you believe it? I haven't been.
Oh, yeah, but it's only come up recently. That's why you haven't been.
Yeah, I just haven't been. I promised I will get there.
Get there.
I'd just like to say, Gem is actually doing this for memory. There is no notes.
No, she's good. BBN, Brian's Business Networking.
That's just become membership, but you don't have to be a member.
Mm. ABC, is ABC still going?
Yeah, but it's not a membership organisation, as in you don't.
ABC is turn up and pay.
Yeah,
it's a different type of commitment. I went to one recently in the golf club in Gillingham. So a nice friendly group. They've been running for quite a while. I think they split between, I think, do they do it the George as well?
They do loads. I started at ABC. Mm-hmm. I was a prolific ABC-er at one time. So, yeah, they did St. George Hotel. I don't know if they still have a Maidstone group.
Not sure. They're going to restart a new one in Canterbury.
Okay.
That's coming up soon. Yeah. So that was there before, so they're restarting that. I know that as well.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. Yeah. And then there's obviously got the Kent Chamber run a certain amount of events, FSB.
IOD.
The IOD. So you know what? If you want to network, there's plenty out there.
Definitely.
And that leads quite nicely on to me to then tell you, but also save the date. The 18th of March is the first Networkers Networking event of 2020. Oh, that's the first time I've said it like that. I normally say 2020. The Networkers Networking event is a full-day event. So this is not just any ordinary just going to network. We understand that a lot of people struggle on how to network properly and make it effective. You know, but at the end of the day, networking is nice to go and chat and meet people, but it's about making the most of your time, making connections. And a lot of people struggle in how to do that. So what we do with the Networkers Networking event is we help people to understand how to be more effective and efficient with their networking. This year, we've changed up a little bit. We're going to have two speakers. Each event's going to have a theme. We're going to have two speakers. In March, the theme is marketing. And our speakers are going to be launched next week. We've got two amazing speakers. We've also got roundtables. We've run roundtables, the last ones, and people just love that. We just sit down for half an hour talking about different subjects that affect people in their businesses, which is great. And then the added bonus this year is we're going to have some really great networking activities introduced by team building companies. So I'm really excited. On the 18th of March, we've got a company called Escape on Site, where it's a lot of puzzle solving, but basically you have to solve the puzzles, get the key before the toxic gas is released into the room.
Is there real toxic gas?
I think so, yes. I think it's real.
Ectoplasm.
So basically you've got speakers, so you're going to be learning, you've got lots of businesses, networking. It's at Eastwall Manor on the 18th of March. It's a beautiful venue. They've reassured me on the food. I have had several conversations about the food, so we're going to have nice food, 10 till 3, so a nice leisurely day with lots of networking. So if you want to find out more about that, if you go to evexio.co.uk/whatson, what's and then hyphen on, and then click on the Networkers Networking event, and all the details are there. Registration is open. You can come for the full day. You can come, you can pay and just pop in. So you can book for the full day with lunch. There's another ticket you can have, which is just general admission. If you can't make the full day, but you want to pop in for the morning and the afternoon, you can do that. And we also got some VIP gold packages as well. So we want to see you there on the 18th of March at the Networkers Networking event, where you're going to learn more about your networking. And networking is amazing. We love it. There's so much out there. It's worth it, as we said, for the connections, but also what you can learn. You know, I think Gemma,
I think there's a really good comment, Gemma, about, you know, you get 10 minutes, it's like a little soundbite of information, where beforehand you'd have to, I don't know, maybe arrange an official meeting, put it in the diary. And actually, that's all you need is the 10 minutes to say, I've got enough now to move on from there.
Yeah.
This morning, one of the members had one on mortgages. And it's just some general stuff. And he done one on like the fears, what people, or the assumptions, should I say, I can't get a mortgage when I'm older. I can't get a mortgage when I've been in debt. It was only for 10 minutes, but pretty much everyone had a fear answered, you know, and that was that in itself was really good.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's the snippets of information. And I think Gemma's the same as that. We started at the same time. The amount of information we learned that helped us build and grow our business in those first couple of years was invaluable. And it was all free, which is even better.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Right, we're going to stop for a quick break now. And then when we come back, we're going to speak more about Tim and find out about his background and what he does. Now, I don't normally try to link the song with the guest, but I thought I'd give, you know, Paul's theory a go. And I have got, I don't know if you'll get the link here.
Is this like House Under the Hammer when they do?
Yeah, let's see if you can get the link as to how this, you might not get it, I don't know. Or it might not link at all. So it's Alive and Kicking, Simple Minds, Mindset.
Get it?
Yeah, with me.
You turned me on. You lit me up. Business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hi and welcome back, and you are listening to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 24th of March. I am joined in the studio now by the wonderful co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello. Hello, sorry.
Delayed reaction.
Caught me off guard.
Sorry.
And mid-swallowing.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, it's good to be there. It's my first show of the year.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even say Happy New Year anymore because it's almost the end of January.
We're over it now.
And when do you officially stop saying Happy New Year?
Yesterday, I'm sure. Like, at least...
You've got to meet all your friends once and then you can stop saying
exactly.
It.
Exactly. No, you haven't spoken to them for ages.
I think the 15th, really. Like, you know, we're halfway through.
I'll do it.
I mean... By the 10th of January, New Year and Christmas is a distant memory.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Once you're back into the throes of work.
Yeah.
Well, Monday, the Monday just gone was officially...
Blue Monday.
That was Blue Monday.
The most miserablest day in the year or something like that.
So, I wasn't miserable, were
no,
you?
No,
just
I
woke up, it was a Monday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's another day. Let's get out there. Let's do this. And our guest, as you can hear, is Tim Hughes.
Hello.
From Growth 24/7.
That's the one.
And we have been chatting a lot about networking and business and everything. But now we want to find out more about you.
Mm.
And the reason we played the Simple Minds, mindsets, a lot of what you do now is focused on mindset.
Yeah, it's
and
helping
people
focus on what they can do rather than the things that they're not able to do. We were just talking earlier before we went on air about my background and how I got into this area of helping people.
So let's go. Let's go right back there.
Can we go back?
Let's go. We want
West
everybody
Ham,
wants. Yeah, West Ham. Apparently, he's a West Ham supporter, so you know, can't help everybody.
We're in Ashford. We're not in Gillingham. I think.
I like that.
You could say it.
Yeah. So I spent a fair amount of time in the military on the technical side. And fundamentally, the military is a training organisation, but a lot of it is on the job. It's implied. It's not explicit. So you spend a lot of time helping people to develop their careers, their personalities, deal with stressful situations. Back end of that, I actually become an official like trainer and coach. And that was for about 4 years, delivering management training courses. Jumped out of the military and managed to get a job in London as a training and development manager, again, training and development, for the, at the time, the Institute of Quality Assurance, and they're now the Chartered Institute of Quality in London. So that was good, again, helping people. I had my daughter then. Well, I didn't. Obviously, my partner did.
Well, that would have been this whole story
and
in itself.
Became a house husband. But
oh,
fundamentally.
But how long?
Well, really, until Ellie was about 15, to be honest. But I still work. I've done very typically the inverted commas, the mum thing, couple of years, 3 years, part-time work, became a school teacher, again, helping people.
Hang on, right, okay. How old are you?
25.
I know you're not supposed to ask that, but you was in the military for quite a long time. And then you've done...
I'm 55.
No.
Well, thank you for
that. We won't give you that either. but...
Yeah, so there's been a lot crammed in. Yeah.
You've done a lot, and teaching as well.
Yeah, I taught for a year.
How was
fun.
That? What age did you teach?
It was teenagers.
Oh, my God.
So it was design and tech, because when I was in the military, I was engineering. So that side of me is part of my skill set. But it is a challenge. There was a thing at the time.
Okay, I have got to do this. Yeah. Sorry.
Go on.
Military.
School.
Teaching teenagers, yeah. Which was harder.
Well, definitely teaching teenagers. Yeah. But at the time, the government had this idea that military discipline could be brought into schools. Now, fundamentally, military discipline is actually internalised. It's not an external thing. With 14-year-olds, there's a massive clash. So, done that for a year, realised I was being unduly stretched, I'll put it that way.
It's like a very nice way of putting it.
Pull the plug on it. And then I actually started my own business, which was quite good fun. And then I started coaching 999 call handlers, which was quite an interesting job as well. But throughout the time, it's always been, I'm always trying to help. What job can I help? Teaching. Yes. What job can I help? Military. What job can I help? And a lot of it's about service to other people and other things. And I've been delivering some management training courses for a number of years now. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to try and help myself. And all the skills and ideas and relationships that I can build up, I decided to create Growth 24/7, which is my own company. I put the name in the net. So, you know, when you try and make sure that you, what your name in your business is actually
valid.
You
have to keep checking. other business, no other social media.
Yeah, and I put in Growth 365, first of all, and that was kind of taken. And I was like, oh. And I used to live in a house numbered 365 as well, so there's a bit of a connection there. And I put, oh, let me think about this. So I put Growth 24/7 and nothing came up. And I went, that's a bit odd. So I searched again, looked for the sort of name of the business and nothing came up. And I went, that'll do. Because for me, it's all about growth. Across the spectrum, people, businesses, systems, all those types of things need assistance to grow in a positive manner.
Yeah,
and that's hence where the sort of name comes from. The logo I've attached to it is bamboo. It's like a forest of bamboo. If you looked at my Twitter page and that, and again, bamboo is a pretty good growing machine. So that was kind of the analogy there. And I quite like the green as well, to be honest.
See, that's the thing with, we had this discussion many times on the show, like with branding and logos. They don't actually mean anything to anybody unless you know the story behind it.
Yeah.
And the story is always really interesting and we love the stories behind them. So that's really good. I love that.
So that was the
back to bamboo.
And then the growth, I put down a little logo of G24/7. That was a play on the G7.
Yeah.
So, and I went, I'm not a brander, I'm not a marketer, but I kind of went, and a lot of people say, don't do in a way what you like, you got to find out what people like. But I went, I'm going to give that a go. If it works, great. And I don't mind changing tact if you have to, but I'm quite pleased with it at the moment.
Most people rebrand after a few years anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or every year. Some of us evolve for about 5 years before we stop.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's where it all came about. So I want to invest in myself, as in growing my own business, but still that massive emphasis on growing other people and other things. And I have got, I sometimes say, unfortunately, I've got a very wide range of skills, which is good.
You have. So you've got, obviously, from the technical side of things, and then you've got the training.
Yeah, I'm
and
a teacher.
The parenting. And the teaching and the parenting.
I was project manager in construction for about 5 years. Run my own business. I've been, you know, the world of ISO 9000, you know, quality management.
Yeah, just got one.
Yeah, yeah. So
I have to say that again. just got mine last year.
Okay, so I used to, the company I was the training and education manager was delivering those courses. You know, so the quality world is all kind of logged in as information as well. So over the 55 years, I've managed to build up a range of interests, which culminate in going to people, companies, organizations, and pulling those off the shelf to say, yeah, I can help you with that because I understand it. And if I don't, I've got anecdotes and metaphors and stories that will help you as well. So
but that's the thing, you've got so much information and so many different areas of experience that you can pull from. We find very often these days you get a lot of people come, oh, I'm a business coach, but they've come straight out of business school or they've never run a business or they've never done anything, but they think they can coach people. And you're thinking, well, how can you coach people if you haven't also, even got experience or life experience or anything?
I mean, I'm talking from my own point of view, obviously.
Of course.
It's a little bit about being teachers. You know, you go to school, you do your
never
degree.
Go back to school.
And you go teaching, and I'm not decrying that because there's a massive benefit to that because they're young and energetic and there's an element of connection with the younger people. You walk in at 55 and they're like, well, who are you to tell us?
Yeah, but then there's always, I mean, Amanda and I have a real B&R bonnet about this whole thing, teachers who never leave school because they don't understand
life
and the outside world. Yeah.
And the range of people.
The range of people that are around. Not every child learns in the same way.
That's right.
You know.
Exactly. And I think one of the things as time moves on, especially if you've moved around industries, even being a house husband for a period of time, taught me a hell of a lot. So when I talk to mums or with mums and they look and they're a little bit suspicious, I go, no, I've done that. I understand when your brain becomes a walnut. You get that little job you didn't really want to do because you're fitting around the kids. You lose your identity to a certain extent because you're just the mum. So I have lived and breathed that. And it's another like facet to your being able to connect with people. You know, when you hear their story and you're like, yeah, it's not that you understand it. You can empathise. You can say, no, I get that because I've kind of worked in that industry.
Mm. Is it personal development as well as business?
I think mainly it's the people in the business.
Right. So who would it be? The managers, the owners?
Well, one of the things I put on my website, and when I do my 60-second pitch at the at the network,
yes, we can help you train and learn your 60-second pitch.
Well, you could talk forever. Then to talk for 60 seconds is like impossible.
Yeah.
So one of the things I try to say to people is that I can develop workers to be managers to be business owners, and business owners to be entrepreneurs. So as you're through that journey of changing, then your mindset has to change from being that massively professional technician to pulling yourself away from the coal face and actually managing that system is very different.
Mm.
You've got to look at it in a different way.
So what's a common problem that you find with each of those groups of people then? If we say the workers to be managers, what's the biggest thing they need to change in their mind?
It's the intransience of moving and accepting their new role. Mm. Because we all like to say, for example, you go into work and it could be any job, really, selling cars. Your job's to sell cars. And you're the best salesperson in the world. And you go, okay, because you're the best salesperson in the world, we're going to get you to manage the showroom now. That's what we're going to do. Number one, that implies you've got the skill set. Doesn't mean you have. Mm. That's the number one problem. Mm. Number two is you come into work as the manager, but you're good at selling.
Yeah.
And you want to look good. So you end up migrating to selling. And then the salesman goes, you're not the seller anymore. You're the manager. Go away and leave me alone to sell. Because you always just want to do what you know. It's a bit like the Stockholm Syndrome. You go back to what you know and what you understand and feel most comfortable in. So it's getting them to pull themselves away from that, delegate, allow authority to other people and get on with your role, whatever that might be, the manager, the business owner or the entrepreneur, and then move into that type of skill set that you now need. And therefore what you do is facilitate and grow the other people to do their job, what you once did. And that's the hardest thing for people to do.
It's hard letting go anyway.
Yeah, massively.
You know, I always say when you're in a business, especially if you start as a solopreneur,
it's
very hard because that business is like a child.
Your baby.
It's your baby. Mm. So it's very difficult to kind of...
Well, one of the things I say to... one of the analogies I kind of use is say, okay, you're now in charge and you're asking someone to do something. Are they going to do it 100% the way you want it?
No.
Are they going to do it 50%?
50%.
And I go, right, okay, so you've got to get somewhere in there that they're going to do it in a way that suits the business, but they've got to own it themselves.
So that's where the systems come in as well, isn't it?
Oh, if the systems are there, in theory, the best management system is not being managed, is it? If it's such a great system, you've done yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
Literally, you can walk out, go on holiday. You don't have to look on your Twitter, your Facebook or anything because the systems are set up.
What?
What are you talking about?
Don't talk nonsense.
On the workers. You can say, I can go on holiday and leave my business to run itself.
Yeah.
That's a frightening feeling.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because therefore, a business doesn't need me anymore. But one can argue that's such a great position to be in because now you can pay someone to oversee that business. Go and do something else. Don't start up another one. But that is an emotional issue. The systems will allow you to do that. But unless you can let go emotionally, I pause because it's tough for all of us to do.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I focus on. You know, the question was, you know, what's the most difficult thing? Well, that's one of the difficult things to do. And also to convince people if they've got processes and procedures in place, life can become so much easier.
Yeah, I've definitely found that. I mean, since getting the ISO as
ISO,
well.
ISO, yeah.
That put in a lot of things. It also made me realise some gaps.
We need to plug that gap.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing as well, isn't it? Because when you're being checked for these things, it's not a case of, oh my God, have I done everything right? It does help point out things you do maybe need to improve on or add, which is not a bad thing because it's just all improving the business and how the business is run at the end of the day.
And it's a live system as well. So it's something that you revisit all the time. And that's how business should be. I mean, it's like having a website for 10 years, isn't it? It then becomes stale. It doesn't always.
Yeah, you've got to bring it up to date because
10 years, every year, you're supposed to update it.
And 2.5 years old, don't you? I'm getting it redone this year.
It's on your list.
Leave me alone.
It is those gaps you look at because some people focus, again, I kind of use the analogy of going to the gym. I use the analogy of the guys. They go to the gym, they push weights, and they build their chest, they build their arms, but actually they need to work on their legs and they don't because they're good at doing their arms and they look impressive. And you go, no, go and look a little bit feeble, a little bit not great, and work on your legs. And business is the same. And that quality system highlights those gaps. Mm. This is all about this. Yeah. All about this one. And you go, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not very good at that. I don't really like doing numbers or I don't like doing
Outsource it or insource it. Get somebody. Or learn. Although I think everyone should learn to do everything themselves first and then.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
Yeah, once you know how to do it, then pass
but
it
I
on.
Think often we do as a business when you're starting a business, you do actually end up having to learn how to do everything yourself.
And
then you know where your strengths and weaknesses are, but then you also know how you want or you believe it should be done. But then does that leave you open to not then allowing somebody else suggesting doing something differently because it's not the way?
Depends
you
depends on your mindset, doesn't it?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, if you're open, if you're like, well, my way is the best, if you can show me a better way, or whether you're just like, actually my way is the best and that is it.
Yeah.
Of course,
and that's the thing where they have the growth mindset, the fixed mindset. The growth one will allow ideas to come in and look for the best result. The fixed mindset will turn around and say exactly that. Well, this is what I've always done. It's always been great. Thank you very much. My dad done it. My granddad done it. And this is how we're going to do it.
So, and that's how we end up with issues like Debenhams, lots of closures and things like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of not having the growth mindset to see things change.
Take it online.
Losing the highs.
I've got to be... So one of the things we're going to do in Ashford area, this area, we're going to bring, Ash Lawrence does his systems business program.
Yeah.
We're going to start bringing that to Ashford as well.
Yeah.
So that's a one day a month for a year program for people who are either, I would say struggling in the business, but they just need some impetus to understand how to actually create a business rather than just being self-employed.
Yeah.
So we're going to start rolling that out probably about June. We're going to do some taster days coming up and the dates will be published very soon as well.
Yeah, so you'll be able to have those.
If you went on the Ash Lawrence website, you'll see exactly what it's all about.
But
that's being moved out of the Medway area to further out in Kent. And I've got involved with that with Ash. And the other thing we're doing as well, just to start, you know, we're talking about the new year, around about now, you still see all the runners on the road, don't you?
Everyone gives up there.
They're all out there. In a couple of weeks, they'll all die away. It's this point of the year where goals and all that start to sort of die away. So we're just going to do a little session at the George Hotel the 4th of February between 7 and 10-ish. And it's all about kickstarting those goals again and getting them back on the road. So there's about 8 people going. If you fancy coming along, come along. It's a great value. It's an at-cost event. But we're going to show you how to look at the goals that are not working well this year and the ones that are, and show you a little reflection tool you can use to see why some are working and why some aren't, and hopefully go away and have your goals revigorated to crack through February, March.
I need to set some new ones because I've smashed all ours already.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
We really need to aim higher because clearly that was
high enough.
Yeah, that wasn't high.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah.
First two weeks of the year, already done it all. But no, but that just means you're done.
I'll go on holiday.
Have the rest of the year off.
See ya.
If people want to find out more about that, the one on in February at St George's Hotel, and want to book onto it, where's the best way?
So that's going to be advertised on www.growth247.co.uk.
Yep.
There'll be links on the Twitter page, Facebook page and LinkedIn as well. Anyone who wants to get in contact with that, they can either contact me on my email, which is tim@growth247.co.uk, or drop me an email. We can have a chat, come along. And we'll start pushing those goals forward that just seem to be dying a little bit at the moment.
Perfect. And it's helping setting your mindset. It's all about mindset.
Most of it is, because you know, talking about those goals there is, I started to use the analogy of sailing. Anybody doing sailing?
No.
So when you sail,
do we look like sailors now?
So when you sail, you go in a direction, but you tack. You go left and right to get ahead of you. You can't just sail in one direction.
Okay.
And goals are a little bit like that. You can see where you want to go and end, but you're going to tack left and you're going to tack right and the wind's going to blow a bit harder, but you still have that focus and that vision in front of you. And the tacking might be a mindset. You lose momentum. You know, you start to doubt yourself. It might be monetary. It might be time, you know, but you still got to try and figure out a way to focus on those goals while life and mindset's affecting you. Yeah. And that's what we try and get people to do as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. We have unfortunately run out of time, as time does fly by on the show. So people want to find out more, they can go to your website, growth247.co.uk. Brilliant. Thank you
so much.
We look forward to hearing more about the stuff you're doing with Ash Lawrence as well. Because I think as business owners, you do get bogged down in the end. And sometimes you just need to get out of your head and go, right, okay, what am I doing next? Where am I going?
Yeah.
And how am I building it? So it's brilliant. So thank you so much. We've had a tweet from the lovely Sandra Lamb of Body Mind Solutions, who has said, great show, guys. Thank you, Sandra. But has also asked for a shout out for their event, which is next Wednesday, the 29th at the Body Mind Solutions open evening. They've had a bit of a paint and a revamp there. I'm looking forward to seeing that, Sandra. Sounds like it's going to be amazing. And she's inviting everybody to the opening of the open evening. If you go to follow Sandra on the Facebook Body Mind Solutions, because unfortunately, Sandra, LinkedIn, Twitter likes to shorten our things, Facebook events. And then studio open. Tell you what, if you can find Sandra, Body Mind Solutions, on Facebook, and then go to her events, and you can book on for that next Wednesday, opening the new studio. Amazing, fantastic. And one more shout out for the wonderful Peter Searle, who is now Searle Management Consultant. He's not business doctor anymore, just to confuse us, Peter. But anyway, he runs an FSB Connect, which is FSB Connect Networking, which actually is also next Wednesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Metro Bank in Maidstone. He's got a great speaker, which is Darren Booth, Manufacturing Growth Manager for Economic Growth Strategies. And we're talking about, funnily enough, Manufacturing Growth Programme. So if you're into that type of thing, book on, go to the fsb.org.uk. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much, Tim, for joining us today.
Thanks,
Gemma, for co-hosting. I'll be back next Friday. My co-host is going to be our security expert, Richard Bell. And I've got in the studio Linda Garcia and Deb. Oh, was his son? So I can't remember his surname. We're going to be finding more about systems and processes and an event they've got coming up. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget to listen to the Business Bunker on Tuesday. We'll be back next week. Hello. Almost. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
All right. Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.